What's up, everybody? Buenas noches, good evening. It is Rodolfo, aka Fito Flores, checking in for my second episode of my podcast. Have a little story for you guys, a little background story that it's actually a request from my cousin Steve. I talked to him briefly about my work history or experience, being that I started working at a young age. Well, I guess we say, right, when we're younger and we work for our parents, I guess it doesn't really count as work. But I started doing that when I was 10 years old. I consider it to be work because my dad didn't cut me any slack. You know, I was his assistant when he was a tile setter, you know, cutting tile for him on the saw table, and you know, mixing the thin set for him, getting it prepped up for him to be able to lay tile. At one point, even being a little bit of a salesman at, like, I don't know, 11 or 12 years old, on his showroom floor at 3D Tile out in California. So the experience is definitely started at a young age, which I'm very grateful for, because it's helped translate into a lot of great opportunities now that I'm older, and obviously has helped mold me into who I am today. And but one of the things, one of the jobs that I held that was enjoyable for me. Okay, I'm not gonna say it was enjoyable. It was an experience. It was fun. Don't get me wrong. It was cool. It wasn't like I was miserable doing it. Obviously, if I knew it was gonna be a shit job, I wouldn't have taken it. But I enjoyed it. It was cool. It was an experience. I can say I did it and whatever. The job that I held was a butcher's assistant. I was a butcher's assistant at Los Montes Carnicería in Mira Loma, California. The owners of the meat market, or the carnicería, were friends of my dad's. I was 13 or 14 at the time. Always, as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to have money. I always wanted to be able to purchase whatever I wanted, when I wanted, and I didn't want to have to ask mom or dad for it. That was my thing. So always wanted to have a job and make whatever money I could when I could was always something that I tried to do. And like I said, I started at a young age. So at, I believe I was 14 years old, because I was a freshman at Colony High School at the time. My dad talked his buddy into hiring me. Again, I'm 14 years old. I've been blessed with height, luckily, at a young age. So I always looked like I was older than what I really was because of my height. So it was always a good advantage to have, you know, and took advantage of it. I took advantage of the advantage that I had. But yeah, so he hires me on. Obviously, legally, I wasn't supposed to be working there. And I'm not trying to put them on blast. Actually, now that I think about it, I don't even know if they're still open. If they are, nobody say shit, because I don't want them to get into any kind of trouble. No child labor laws or nothing like that. I completely did it under my own power, under my own will, completely voluntary. But yeah, so they hired me, obviously, to pay me under the table. I was probably making $5 or $6 an hour, dude. Like, it was nothing crazy. I wasn't working crazy hours. I was maybe working 20 to 25 hours a week, if that. But I had a job. I had a job. And I know at that time, I was like, I didn't care what it was that I was going to get hired for. I just wanted a job. At that time, my sister had gotten hired at the Ontario Mills mall, working at Aeropostale. So I was seeing her making money, you know, buying herself all this clothes, looking all cool in high school and all, you know what I'm saying, being independent. And of course, I wanted that. You know, I wanted to have my independence too. I wanted to make my own money, buy whatever I wanted, all that good stuff. And obviously, I couldn't get hired anywhere else legally, because I wasn't legally supposed to be working. So, So I started working for them. I was probably there for a good 6 months, 6 to 8 months before we ended up moving out to Arizona. But yeah, I was Butch's assistant, man. And it was crazy. It was a crazy experience. The people there were awesome. I have nothing bad to say about any of them. I'm not even gonna lie. Even the owner's sister that worked there, I had a crush on and never got anywhere. She was like in her 20s, dude. I'm 14 years old. Pinche mocoso, little kid, fucking freshman in high school. I was like, man, you know, try to be all slick. It never worked out. Anyways, so yeah, man, I would help the butcher with everything, you know, weighing out product and slapping labels on there. Obviously, he had me do all the dirty work, washing all the trays. I'd have to go every time that we'd get shipment in of meat, of puercos or pigs, you know. I'd have to go into the freezers and go and mop up all the blood. And here are these fucking pigs cut in half, just fucking laying there on the freezer. Not laying on the freezer. Obviously, they're on top of crates and stuff, not touching the ground or nothing. But just laying there, I'm just in the freezer mopping up all this blood. And I'm just like, what the hell am I doing? You know, it was an experience, man. And, you know, I learned how to make chorizo. Which, it's weird because every place makes their chorizo a little bit different. Like, growing up in Tucson, which, by the way, they have the best chorizo out there. That's the only place where I really buy my stuff from and eat it. It's all imported to me. But I'd have to stuff that in, like, a tube. It looked like a massive condom. But, yeah, so make the mixture or the seasoning for the chorizo. Pour it on there. You know, stir it all together and then stuff it in a tube. It was an experience, I'm telling you. But what did it, man, was they brought me a frozen cow head. And he goes, I need you to cut the tongue out. And I'm looking at him like, man, you're crazy. You're crazy, man. You're joking. What do you want me to do? He goes, I'm serious. I want you to crack the jaw open of this frozen cow head and cut the tongue out. And I'm looking at him like, dude, are you serious? And this is an older Mexican gentleman. If I remember correctly, I think his name was Efrain or something like that. And I was like, I'm serious, man. I need you to crack the jaw open and cut the tongue out. I was like, no way, dude. Like, all right. So I get whatever I could find. I start trying to break this thing's jaw open, and I cracked it open, and it was a trip, man. Like, it was the fucking tongue's just hanging out, and I'm just like, oh, what the hell. Okay, cut the tongue out. Alright, cut the tongue out. Boom, cut the tongue out. God damn. Let's just say after that I was like, alright, I'm cool on being a butcher. Let's just say I had no plans of ever moving up the carniceria ladder and moving up in the ranks. I was cool just being the assistant and leave me to do the bare minimum, dude. Like, I'm cool. You can crack all the frozen cow head jaws that you want to. I'm straight. But yeah, that was one of my experiences, man. That was my first job that wasn't under my dad's supervision or my dad's company, and that I was getting paid by somebody else. It led to many other opportunities after that. Like I said, I've always been a grinder, a hustler. I've always liked, you know, I've always known that I've had that mentality. I've had that hustler's mentality, just that get it done mentality, you know. Get it done by any means. And it's definitely a mentality that I'm trying to make sure I carry over into any business that I'm trying to put my all into. And something I want my kids to adopt, you know, as time goes on. Obviously, I don't want him to start working a lot earlier than he needs to. But like I was actually telling my son a little while ago, because I started telling him about this story. He's like, I want a job. He's 9 years old. I'm like, well, dude, don't worry. When the time comes, you're going to get a job. Because I want you to know what it's like to put those hours in, bust your butt, whatever it is you're doing, because it's more likely you're going to start off from the fast food industry or something small. But I want you to see what it's like to put those hours in and see how much you're going to make, and have you sit there and look at your check and be like, I did all that work for this. Motivation helps you strive for more, because I know that's what it did for me. And yeah, I have plenty of more stories to tell. I'm sure that I will be getting into and letting all you guys enjoy these little stories of mine of, you know, growing up to where I am now and what I'm doing currently. But yeah, guys, that was one of my stories about how I became a butcher's assistant and my experience doing that. I hope everybody has a great rest of your night, because over here where I'm at, it's 8:12 at night. And that's all I have for you today. We'll talk next time. Checking out.